everyone, welcome to Pod Bangtan, where we watch Run BTS and talk about it after. This week, we're watching episode 5. Polly, we have one we have one item of follow-up from last week. We did say we were going to try to watch the Wonbin movie, The Man from Nowhere. Were you able to track that down?
No.
Yeah,
because
me either.
I've been binging other K-drama series. To the extent where, I mean, I'm catching up on BTS content, which is still in, well, it's not an overdrive. There's still, you know, smatterings of content. But I've been watching that and like K-dramas to the point where I haven't watched any Olympics and it's over now. It's quite funny. Everyone at work is like, so what sport are you watching? And I'm like, none of them.
Which K-drama has had you in its grips this week?
I mean, it's not in its grips. Oh, to be fair, I was watching the entire second season of Never Have I Ever.
Oh, I haven't watched that yet.
I love. It's so good.
Okay.
But I was watching My ID is Gangnam Beauty.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Of course. Your Chanwoo.
Of course.
Yep.
My 97 liner obsession continues.
And I have been hearing that JK is moving up your ranks.
Yes. OMG. What was it from? There was something recently.
His live with the pajamas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think JK, to be honest, I've seen a lot of it on Twitter. I feel like JK has probably wrecked so many people's biases from that V-Live.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I look at him the same way now.
That was something.
Yeah. And if Jimin doesn't do a V-Live soon...
You might have a new bias wrecker.
I might have a new bias wrecker.
OMG.
Honestly... Although the JK Jimin clips that I've seen from Memories of 2020 are just so adorable.
Yeah.
I can't even, like, yeah, I can't even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maknae line supremacy.
Exactly. I mean, I'm saving the JK V Live for whenever I need just niceness in my life.
Yeah, it's such a pick-me-up.
Such a pick-me-up. And he's just so giddy in it. And he even did Bapse.
Yeah, like, he did.
Oh,
so good.
Anyway, have you watched The Man from Nowhere?
No, I have not. I don't think... I couldn't find it on either Amazon Prime or Netflix. So I need to have another look and see if I can acquire it. Because it definitely still is on my to-watch list.
Okay, so we're watching episode 5. This one is where in the Bangtan timeline?
Yeah, I think we're becoming a bit of a broken record here because so far it really seems to me like they might have even recorded episodes 1, 2, 4, 5, and I took a sneak peek at episode 6, and even episode 6. They might have recorded all these on, like, the same day, like, the same couple of days here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In their schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the hair is extremely consistent, and it is all that dope comeback hair, and it means that all of these episodes were filmed at least prior to August 1st, because that's when episode 1 came out.
Yeah, that's true. And having just dyed my entire hair... recently, like, it grows out pretty fast.
You know,
especially if they've got bright colored hair.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't be able to maintain. It makes sense though. Like, if K-pop people dye their hair, then they do like film a lot of content within a short period of time. Then they can maintain that hairstyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So we know that between episodes 4 and 5 of Run BTS, there has been a little bit less content than usual. So this episode came out or was aired on September 29th, 2015. So it was filmed like at least 2 months in advance. And at the time in real life, so in actual late September 2015, there had been a V and Jimin live. And there were also the kind of annual BTS Chuseok greetings.
Yes. Yeah. Which they do every year, don't they?
Yeah. And this, so Chuseok in 2015 was September 27th. So this episode aired just a couple days after the official date, but I think it's like a long weekend holiday. And this episode's title is Happy Chuseok 102nd Sports Day. So it is all part of their annual celebrations.
Yes, that's true. And I love seeing their different Chuseok celebrations throughout the years.
Yeah. Yeah. So for maybe some of our more baby armies who haven't seen any of this content before, we are approaching September, so we might have this content coming up. But do you want to tell us a little bit about what this means, Polly?
Yes. Anyone who's from a... East, I mean, to be fair, this time of year, generally, I think is celebrated around the world. It's just in different contexts. Mm. So, for example, like in America and Canada, you've got Thanksgiving. In the UK, you've got Harvest Festival. I guess this is all around like harvest time in farming cultures, which, to be honest, many countries do a lot of farming.
Yeah.
So it is one of my favorite early episodes because they're super enthusiastic in this episode. Also, Chuseok is clearly one of their favorite holidays, and it's also one of my favorite holidays. Because in Chinese in Southeast Asia, it's called Mid-Autumn Festival, and in Japan, it's called Tsukumi. It occurs every year, but unlike some of the other festivals, this one is around the moon. Is the Lunar New Year, the 15th day of the 8th month of the lunar calendar. So it's usually around like as early as late August and as late as like late September.
Okay.
So this year for Chuseok is 20th to 22nd of September.
Okay.
With Chuseok Day actually being on the Tuesday, the 21st. And I think similarly in Chinese culture, you kind of celebrate like there's multiple days, a bit like New Year's where you have, you know, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day or Christmas and Boxing Day kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is around the autumn equinox. And it's one of the biggest traditional holidays. I mean, in Asian culture, obviously, New Year is very big. Like Chinese New Year, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I think each of the countries celebrate, in Asia, celebrate their own New Year. But this is like the second biggest.
Okay.
So how it is celebrated is slightly different. And obviously, the kind of stories behind it is slightly different by country. So, I mean, we can spend... I'm sure someone's done a PhD on Chuseok and its cultural significance in each of the country. So I won't really go into, you know, all the details, but in Korea, how they celebrate is they visit their hometowns. And I think this is something we hear BTS mention a lot. It's like, I mean, with Asian holidays generally, it's very big on, you know, having food with family.
Yeah.
And having specific food because certain foods have specific meanings. And I think knowing BTS and their scheduling, they're never home.
Mm.
So I think this is where this whole, like, they are each other's family plays in. And, you know, how they really miss their family during holiday times where they're usually filming or on tour or something. This is one of those times. Because sharing of food is the thing you do. Specifically... rice cakes and certain rice wines. And then, I mean, there's significance of rice. Like having rice is a good symbol of prosperity, etc. And then I think in Korean culture, you also go and visit ancestral graves.
Okay.
So kind of paying respects to your ancestors, essentially. Which we do in Chinese culture, but it's on a different holiday.
Okay. Yeah, so it's very much about, like, that time with your family then. So it must be really hard for BTS to not be able to go home for it.
Yeah, and they're like so close with their family, you know?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, yeah, it's also something you don't really celebrate with your friends.
Mm.
Like you go home, like it's like a, you go home and have a family thing. There's not a Friendsgiving version of Chuseok.
Okay. If that makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, very, even if your family is small, I think you just do it at home. But I think you also see Chuseok celebrated in a lot of Korean dramas. Because that's where they play games like Go Stop, which is like the tile game that Katie, you have inadvertently gifted me.
Yeah.
That I've still yet to play. with all the flowers and stuff on it. They do tug of war. They do Korean wrestling, where the winner wins rice. Coming back to rice being significant for harvest and symbol of life and prosperity. And actually, because it's very common to play games during Chuseok, they often have variety shows during Chuseok time.
Okay.
Because obviously everyone's got holidays, so everyone's watching TV.
Yeah, everyone's at home with the family.
So there's, yeah, it tends to be like special programs during like holiday time because everyone has time as well.
I see in your notes that this is when the ISAC, the famous like sports competition for idols was aired in 2015 and 2016.
So if you think about peak times when people watch telly, like this is the time.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that they gear especially things like ISAC around it. So more importantly to Chuseok, like how does BTS celebrate it? And they never get the day off, which is a bit sad.
Yeah.
Sad for them, not for us, because yeah, they've always got Chuseok content, or they're on tour, or they're, you know, they've got scheduling. So
yeah.
I think, but I do really appreciate, and this is like the whole, you know, them doing Idol, the song in like with some traditional sounds.
Yeah.
This is another moment where we see them really like try and bring, showcase Korean culture.
Yeah. And
because they
I
could
mean,
just ignore it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They
yeah,
don't,
yeah.
No, not every group does a thing for Chuseok.
Right. Yeah.
But I think some notable Chuseok BTS moments, obviously we'll come into some of them during our run BTS.
Cool.
Yeah. In previous years, they've done Hanbok and they've also released photos usually. Their style of hanbok has evolved over the years, especially now there's more modern hanbok styles.
And JK is famous for wearing the modern hanbok.
Exactly. So yeah, they tend to, yeah, definitely share photo shoots. As you said, Katie, they had the ISAC Chuseok special in 2015 and 2016 where they won in a lot of sports. This is the K-pop idol sports competition. Yeah, so hopefully they have an amazing content for Chuseok coming up in September. But let's go back to the episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, Katie, what happened? Where were we? Where were they? What did they do?
All right. So, in this week's episode of Run BTS, we open and BTS is on a soccer field. The games are introduced, and in usual Run BTS fashion, it's a little bit hard to follow, but I think I've got a pretty good summary of it for everyone. Okay, so they're told that they are going to be playing these six traditional Korean games, and they're going to be playing them in like a relay style, and they each have to play a game, and the goal is to finish the whole relay in under 100 seconds, and if they fail, they're going to get some sort of like vinegary drink punishment.
Yep, they love a bit of food punishment on these shows.
And it seems like it's BTS's idea to introduce this kind of like BTS versus the crew component. Like if BTS does it, then the crew has to drink the vinegar drink punishment.
Yeah, I mean, actually, like most celebrities have like banter with their staff, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Because like, you know, if they like don't want to wait up and the staff have to, and it's like this is a chance for you to get back at them.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So they play several games. Each of them have a relay component.
Yeah.
Do you want to run through what they were?
Sure. So they each play like one traditional game, but then there's like a spin on it, I think, to make it funny or a little bit more complicated. So the first game they play is a game called Jaegi Chaegi. And this game we actually saw in the most recent Run BTS as well. So interesting connection here. So this is a traditional game where you're kicking a paper. They call it a jaegi, but it's like it's kind of shaped like a shuttlecock, but it's made out of paper. It's like a lot fluffier than the badminton one is. And so you're basically trying to kick it into the air and keep it from hitting the ground. So the player they've nominated for this challenge is Jungkook, and the extra component that they add is that you have to spin around 10 times before playing this game. Yeah?
Yep. Okay.
So you'll have seen, if you watched the most recent Run BTS, Jimin was doing this, and he didn't have to spin around before he did it. It was just...
I don't think I could do anything, like... not even kick anything, like, after spinning around 10 times.
Yeah, and they go for it. They're, like, flinging themselves in circles.
Although they... You know what? It might be better if you go faster.
True, true.
Because the whole, like... It's either centripetal or centrifugal force. Someone who's taking physics in high school right now, please correct us. But yeah, it's one of those where if you go faster, I feel like the kind of dizziness might not be as apparent. Mm.
Interesting. So that's the first game. The second game is a game called Bisok Chigi, or the translation they provide for it is called Hit the Trombone. And this one is played by Suga. So this is one where you're kicking or throwing stones to knock out an opponent's stone. So it kind of reminds me of croquet, but without the... without the mallet, you're throwing or kicking stones at other stones.
Yeah.
And the extra component that I think they've added here is that Suga carries the rock on his chest and throws it with his body instead of with his hands.
Yeah.
And he does it in a pretty funny way. He is fully shaped like a sea.
Yeah, totally.
And then we have Shirom. So this is Korean traditional wrestling. And this is the one where, again, we've talked about ISAC. They definitely play this in ISAC. They're wearing that like belt that goes around their waist and a thigh. And you kind of use that. And I think there are a series of moves. And the goal is to get a part of your opponent's body on the ground before yours. But their spin on Korean traditional wrestling in this relay is to open a bag of popcorn with your toes.
I mean, why not, right?
Why not? Yeah. So J-Hope is the one who's first nominated for this game, and he fails in the first round. And so they have a bit of, like, banter to try to find someone who is able to open a bag of popcorn with their toes, and they land on Jin.
Yes. And this is not the first time we see Jin's toe talent on display. Because if you ever watch their Knowing Bros / Men on a Mission variety show.
Is this Jin's talent?
Jin showcases his talent.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's so funny. That's so Jin. I love it.
I mean, he has interestingly shaped fingers. He has magic toes.
I used to have really grippy toes, but then I broke my toe, and now I can't bend it anymore. So.
No longer grippy.
So I could not open this bag of popcorn with my toes. How sad.
Yeah, it was very cute watching J-Hope attempt to do it.
And hilarious. Jin does it with flair.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Okay, so then the next game is called Yonaligi, or kite flying. And this is RM's, and it's very gentle, appropriate for RM. So his take on this is to throw a Kleenex into the air, spin around, and catch it. So pretty gentle challenge there for RM.
Yep.
And then we have Tuho, which they translate as pitch pot. And traditionally, this would be throwing arrows or sticks into a can or a canister from a distance. And V is doing this, and he has to drink a carton of milk and then throw the empty carton into a bucket. And he fails the first time, so they swap him with JK, and JK takes over this challenge, and he fails, but then does it correctly the second time. And we know that Jungkook loves milk, so this is his dream challenge.
Cup of milk, let's rock and roll.
Cup of milk, let's rock and roll.
As they say.
And then the very final challenge is throw and eat songpyeon. So these are the special rice cakes for Chuseok. And for this, J-Hope has to throw a songpyeon into Jimin's mouth. And they finally succeed at all six challenges in less than 100 seconds. And they celebrate like a soccer team who won the World Cup. They are thrilled.
Yeah. Yep. And for their punishment, I mean, the recipe for their drink was just every thing on the table.
It was horrific. It's like hot sauce, vinegar, wasabi, like they just stir it up and it looks awful.
But the staff do drink it.
They do. Maybe this is payback for the garlic juice.
Yeah. They did have a throwback clip of the garlic juice pounding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's this week's episode. It is short but wonderful. Polly, who was your star of the week?
I mean, Toe Flair. Toe Talents.
Flair.
Mr. Toe Talents, it's Jin. Worldwide handsome for me.
Yep.
But honorable mention for V, who, as you say, took over from JK and has the most adorable... He was most adorably dizzy from it.
Because
he essentially depicts what it would be like if I did it. He spun 10 times, he could not walk right, and fell over on the side.
Oh, V.
And secondly, Suga, for becoming one with his spiritual object, a rock / pebble. And I think this motif, if we want to make a book report about it, will reappear time and time again, because I think V wrote a poem on one of the, I think it was Winter Package or Summer Package, where he said he would take Suga with him wherever he goes.
Yeah,
like
in his
pebble.
Pocket. Yeah, so cute.
So cute. What about you?
Mine is also Jin. The way he just went for it with the popcorn bags, just a moment of sheer joy, really. Loved it.
The question is, would you eat the popcorn after you've opened it with your toes?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with such a clean open. It's not like he was like digging around trying to get it open. He would just like grab it and rip it. Like, bam, it's done.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, I guess that's it for episode 5. Hope you watched it with us and enjoyed the Chuseok episode as much as we did. Do join the Rum BTS watch party. Next week, we are watching episode 6. So tweet us or DM us with your thoughts at PodBangtan, and we might include them in the next episode. See you later.
Bye.